The Keystone XL pipeline can move forward after the Nebraska Public Service Commission decided to grant a permit for its construction today. The Keystone XL pipeline is a controversial project. You've heard of it. President Obama rejected it, and President Trump revived it back in March. And this vote was the last major regulatory hurdle for the $8 billion project. Keystone XL's future was in some question, though, because on Thursday, its sister pipeline, Keystone, spilled 210,000 gallons of oil. In northeastern South Dakota, Calgary-based TransCanada owns both Keystone and Keystone XL. Ariana Brocious is a reporter for NET News in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ariana, thanks for being here.
Hi, good to be with you.
What does the decision from the Nebraska Public Service Commission mean for the project now that it can go forward?
Well, it is a yes. The commission voted 3-2 to approve a route for the pipeline. However, they approved a different route than TransCanada wanted. They had been seeking a route that would cut through a region of the state known as the Sand Hills, which is environmentally sensitive and biologically diverse, and that was a lot of the reason for the opposition. This route avoids more of that region, cuts further east in Nebraska. It's called the Mainline Alternative Route, and it actually more closely mirrors the existing Keystone route in the state.
Was the spill that I described a major setback, or did it really set back anything at all for TransCanada?
It certainly raised a lot of public opinion and sort of new attention, I think, right around the time of the decision. However, the commission could not consider that spill as part of their decision-making because state law in Nebraska actually prevents them from looking into safety concerns as part of their decision. And so regardless of the timing of that spill, though it seemed unfortunate from a public relations standpoint, it really didn't affect their decision.
What about the politics of this around Nebraska? I mean, Keystone XL became such a huge national story, an election story. Did people there have an acute sense that this was sort of the last gasp of opposition for Keystone XL?
It's a very touchy flashpoint issue here in the state as well as nationally. There's a lot of opposition. There was a rally at the Capitol yesterday in advance of the decision protesting the building of the pipeline. But, of course, there are a lot of people here who think it would be good for the state, that it would bring in some jobs and some economic development, tax payments along the pipeline route and things of that nature. So I'd say that public opinion here is fairly split, and it definitely might mirror, you know, some of the national concern around some of the issues opponents have raised, climate and the mining of the tar sands oil in Canada to begin with, and some of these land use concerns around water and soils that the opponents are concerned of regarding the pipeline's construction.
And we talk about those stakeholders around Nebraska. Look, we've seen these fights in South Dakota, North Dakota, a lot of other places as well. How did the commission in Nebraska balance, or how did they say they were balancing the concern, you know, of landowners, native tribes, but also jobs and the economy?
The commission didn't make many comments this morning. They mostly announced the decision. However, one of the commissioners who voted against the approval did cite a number of reasons for that, and one of them being the fact that the now approved route is actually going to cross many landowners' property that don't know that that's now the approved route. These are new landowners. TransCanada would have to reach out to them anew and begin that process of securing permission to build on their property. And she also mentioned the fact that opponents have raised, which is that even though this is avoiding that largely the Sandhills region, it's still crossing area that opponents are concerned has erodible soils and could affect water resources. So I think there's still concerns. The commission really didn't elaborate on how they made their decision, and appeals are definitely possible, but that's about as much insight as we got this morning.
Final approval for the Keystone XL pipeline in Nebraska, where the Public Works Commission there has said the pipeline can move forward with a slightly different route than owner TransCanada wanted, might be the final chapter on a national debate over this pipeline from Canada all the way down to the Texas coast. Ariana Brocious with NET News in Lincoln. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.